So I think that changed a lot of things. You know, we have different coordinators, different coaches. Everything's different. So I think it's one of those things that we're not going to even have nowhere near close to the same performance. You know, we're going to go out there and be who we know we are, be the same people we've been all year, and just go out there and win a game.
Oh, it's day and night. You know, I didn't get to be a part of any of the media day stuff or really anything. So it was it's a completely different experience. Yeah, it's completely night and day.
It's been an amazing journey. You know, I thank God that, you know, John Fox and those guys gave me an opportunity to get on the field and play defense. They trusted me. And, you know, but I think they trusted me because they saw that I worked so hard. I worked diligently. I put in the time, and it worked out. So from last Super Bowl, you know, being a special teams guy, I know I could have had a very minimal effect. But this year, you know, I'm starting, so I can have a huge effect on the game.
We're able to focus more on the task at hand. That's, you know, ultimately playing our best game Sunday. Now knowing what to expect, you know, as far as all the events, the media, and all of our obligations that we have to do, it's a little easier for us to stay focused. And since we know what to expect, and we're able to, you know, go out and do our jobs and eliminate the distractions.
I think it's a lot different. I think we're a different team. I think we're a lot more tougher team. More physical team, and 2 years ago was a different game we played, and obviously we're in a tough battle, a great team we're playing against, and hopefully we come out with a victory. That's our main goal, is to focus on this Super Bowl.
You know, I took a lot from it, man. I just learned, you know, to prepare a little bit better, man. I believe I did a great job, but we lost the game, so I believe it's something I could have did a little bit better. You know, that's just me being a grown man and accepting it. And no, I took some stuff from it, but I just learned, you know, just to soak it all in. Like I said, life's too short. Have fun, but also know it's a business trip and go out there and wreak havoc.
I think, one, having all our guys back, man. Me, Von, Derek Wolf, a lot of our guys didn't play in that game. So being able to be full strength on defense, man, you know how it is in the NFL. A lot of it is just having all your guys healthy in the game. And I think we have that right now. And the focus right now is on another level.
So that loss definitely made us hungry, the guys that were there. I can remember ever since that game, I've been talking to a lot of guys that were there, and we just talked about how fun the experience was, but next time we go, we definitely have to win a championship ring. So that's the mindset, that's the focus, and that's the goal.
Yep.
The Broncos are definitely way past Super Bowl 48. However, you can still feel the effects a little bit just in regards to their preparation this week. And one of the similarities between that game and this one are the defenses that the Broncos have faced. Seattle in that game, the Panthers in this one, and the defense with Carolina starts with Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's actually a lot of similarities between Carolina and that Seattle team, young, up-and-rising team with a lot of attitude, a lot of moxie out on the field. So definitely a big similarity there. And I think that the Broncos, while it's not like that Super Bowl is looming or anything, because there's a lot of different players, different coaching staff, different leadership here this time, I think that they know, hey, it's a big game. They know what the stage is, and they'll know how to handle it.
Mace, you watch more tape than anybody I know, so obviously you've seen more of Luke Kuechly than we have. How much are you impressed with what he's able to do on a football field?
I'm incredibly impressed because you can use him in a myriad of ways. I mean, they use him in the pass rush. They drop him into coverage. He's good at covering a tight end out of the back, you know, from the line of scrimmage. He's good at covering our back out of the backfield if he has to. He goes sideline to sideline as well as any linebacker in the game. And because he's so versatile, they can disguise him very well. What they'll often do is they'll act like they're going to have him rush the passer, but then he won't rush the passer. He'll go out and maybe he'll cover a running back out of the backfield. You know, maybe he's going to cover a tight end. Maybe he's going to take a downfield zone responsibility. And because they can do that, you almost end up blocking a ghost, as it were, because one of the offensive linemen has to account for Luke Kuechly, but if he drops back, all of a sudden you've got one lineman sitting there with nothing to do, and because he's watching Kuechly, and then you have one-on-ones, and their defensive linemen are so good at winning those one-on-one battles. So he is as close to a perfect inside linebacker as there is in this game, and he's a perfect complement for the rest of that defense.
Versatility certainly can be deadly if you are the Broncos and can't contain Luke Kuechly, and they know that there are many reasons that he was a unanimous All-Pro this season.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he plays with a lot of passion. You know, I can relate to the way he plays. You know, he's a student of the game, and you know he's fun. It's fun to watch a guy like that play, and it's great to compete against a guy like that also.
No, he's obviously a great player. I think the threat he poses is the ability to lead the rest of the guys. He's a, you know, on the basketball court, you have a floor general. On the football court, on the football field, he's a field general. He gets everybody in the right positions. You know, those guys, I'm sure they look up to him by how he plays. He's just an amazing player. I played him in college, and I had a great time in that game, so hopefully this game will be great as well.
I think Luke Kuechly's the best linebacker in the NFL. I think he's a hell of a player. he gets interceptions. He creates turnovers, man. The guy is everywhere. He's a tackling machine, so I think he's a hell of a player.
But the linebackers make a lot of plays. They got great speed. They're physical tacklers, great coverage ability. I got a lot of compliments to throw out there. So these are things you probably already knew. So it's a solid bunch, and they have some depth at that position as well.
Yeah, last year we went to the Pro Bowl together, and you know certain guys, you know, you just click with really easy. And Luke Kuechly, you know, we went over some of the plays he was showing me because I was a linebacker and, you know, and playing in a 4-3, which I never dropped. But he was showing me, you know, what I need to do in cover 3, cover 2. And we sort of gelled from there, and he's a great leader. And that's why their defense is doing so well, because he's that center, that core, that keeps them all on track.
I got an autographed Luke Kuechly helmet right now at my house, you know, hanging up on my mantle right by my game ball. So, you know, I'm a fan of football. I'm a fan of elite players. And, you know, Carolina, they have them, you know, from Cam to Thomas Davis to Luke Kuechly to, you know, Short and all the guys on the inside of the D-tackle. They're loaded. And that's part of the reason why they're here in the Super Bowl.
I mean, they're as good as there is in this league. A 4-3 team, those guys play stacked. They play on the ball. They play in the A-gaps. They do a lot of that. Thomas is a big edge rusher for them. Great cover guys when they play, you know, some of their defenses. So, yeah, very, very impressive group. They run, play hard, very physical, and Kuechly's as good as I've seen, you know, watching him run the show and the things that they do. So, you know, it's a big task for us.
A lot of respect for the Panthers' defensive front and Mace. In Super Bowls, this is the place where defensive players can solidify their legacies, really make a name for themselves. And on the flip side, the Broncos have one of the best defenses we've seen in a long time. What makes you think that they can solidify their place in history come this week?
Well, you just look at the last two games that they've played against the Steelers and the Patriots. And obviously the Steelers were without Antonio Brown, but that was still an effective passing unit. The Broncos held to 16 points. They held the Patriots to 18 points, and one of those was on a short field set up by the fumbled lateral that was given to the Patriots on replay. So if you have that kind of success against elite offenses, you'd think that they could have that kind of success here. And this is where the reputation of the Broncos defense will be cemented once and for all. A great performance Sunday and a win. That's key. You have to win this game. And you're talking about this defense ranking with the 2013 Seahawks that beat the Broncos in Super Bowl 48, and the 2000 Ravens, and the 2002 Buccaneers, and the 1985 Bears as perhaps the best defenses of the last 36 years in the National Football League. That status rides on this game. And the Broncos, they're not going to talk about that, but I think they know where this defense can go historically. If they get the win on Sunday, they know what's on the line. You know, there's a lot on the line for Peyton Manning. There's a lot on the line for the defense. A lot of historical reputations could be cemented if the Broncos win Sunday.
They might not talk about it, but you get the feeling that it's on their minds. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that they know what's on the line here in this game, like Mace said. And you can tell that they feel not disrespected maybe per se, but they feel like they have their reputation on the line here for the entire season of work that they did. Well, what I was going to say was, each time the Broncos head into one of these games, it's always, how are they going to stop this guy? What are they going to do with this guy? How do you contain Roethlisberger? What are you going to do with Gronk? What about Cam? Instead of talking about the Broncos players.
It's really interesting to make the comparison to Super Bowl 48 as well, because the Broncos had the elite offense. The Broncos were favored in that game, and I think some of what I'm hearing from the Broncos, it sounds very similar to what the Seahawks were saying before Super Bowl 48.
Yes.
The roles are reversed a little bit. Obviously, the Seahawks aren't in this game, but it's interesting to see the Broncos on that side of it. That's another reason why I like where they sit, and I think the players like where they sit as well.
Yeah, and I think that, speaking of that, they've got a lot on the line. And the Broncos have the type of players with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller that can really force the issue. And it's definitely a team that takes a lot of pride in what it does, and they're not afraid to be on the field when it counts the most.
Definitely. I mean, we've been underdogs all season. A lot of games. People don't like how we win. We win the ugly way. And I think people are not appealing. It's not appealing to people. They like seeing blowouts. We haven't blew out anybody, so they don't like the ugly wins.
I think once in the offseason I get the chance to take a step back and look what we've done and look what we've accomplished and the teams we've done it against and being able to do things the way we've done them, man, I think I'll be just truly impressed and just kind of maybe shed a tear, you know, for how much we've done and how much work we put in, where we've come from, you know, because like, I've been here for 4 years, and I know a lot of these guys, and it's one of those things that to be here and see where we came from me, Danny Wolf, to working from the bottom to get to the top to where we are now and really be consistent, you know, it's just awesome. So I think it's just awesome, man. It's truly a blessing to be a part with these guys and a bunch of guys who care, and I think that's why we've been doing so good, because everybody cares.
Everybody on this team, when it's, you know, crunch time, when it's, if you make a mistake, you own up to your mistake. And the guys push each other over and beyond. And that's why our team has gotten to where it is right now. The number one defense in the NFL. And I always say defense wins championships. Always. And so we have to play like that way this week.
Yeah, I think this defense, I think we can be one of the best defenses to ever do it, you know, and we have to solidify that with this win. And, you know, that makes you feel, that's something that nobody, not a lot of people can say they were part of the best defense in history.
Derek Wolfe, obviously a guy who takes a lot of pride in the defense's reputation, and he's backed it up with his play on the field this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we take a lot of pride in this show, and we thank you for joining us today. Tomorrow on the agenda for you at 9 a.m. Mountain, we'll have, again, the Broncos media session live. We are live streaming five cameras. Been a pretty cool feature so far, right? I mean, you think about it, you get five different angles on our website of what's going on, all the players that you want to see. We have them right on our homepage, so make sure you check out denverbroncos.com tomorrow at 9 a.m., and then at 3:30 Mountain, we're back again here, Mace.
More to talk about. It's amazing. I mean, one game, can you run out of topics? I don't think we can. I don't think we're even going to squeeze them all in before Sunday.
I hope not, because we got at least two more shows, not including Super Bowl Sunday. That'll do it for myself, for Phil Milani, for Andrew Mason. I'm Matt Boyer. We hope to see you tomorrow on our website, denverbroncos.com, 9 a.m., and then again at 3:30 Mountain right here. We hope to see you then.